about virtual machines, we talked about websites, we talked about cloud services, what you could do with each one. And then the last session, Bruce and I compared and contrasted the different options to kind of give you an idea of what you're looking for. So now that we've gone through that, and by the way, if you missed that session, it will be actually on demand soon. You can check the Canadian Developer Connection blog, which is at blogs.msdn.com/cdndevs, and you'll have a post on there as soon as they are available on demand so that you can actually see the sessions that we covered. Today, we're going to actually focus on taking some of those elements and those infrastructure elements and now actually building them into applications and what that means, what that entails, and what the options are from there. We'll talk about it in general, and then James Chambers is actually going to be on to show us specifically how to do it from a Windows 8 perspective, but also, you know, it branches out into multiple different things from there as well. And then, last but not least, the last session, we have Paul LaBerge, who's going to talk about how the cloud effectively brings all of these application experiences together. And what you'll note in as you're thinking about all of these device-based applications that you see, I'm sitting here with my tablet, or I should say Slate. It's a Samsung Slate. It's not a Surface. Sorry. I don't have one yet. Probably by the time you see this on demand, I'll have one, and so we'll go from there. But anyway, so the point being, in my introduction that I did last week when we talked about the Azure platform, I was saying when we think about cloud these days and we think about applications, we're actually thinking about them in terms of the devices. And when we're thinking about them in terms of the devices, it's actually enabling those devices. So that's what I'm going to go through right now. And then at the end of the day, Paul's going to come on and show us how, as we're building all of these different, I shouldn't even say different applications, because it would be the same application but on different devices. The application experience still needs to be the same and seamless across. And how do you do that? Well, you do that with the cloud. By the way, also, everything that we're going to talk about today, a lot of it obviously focuses on Windows 8 and Windows Phone being the, you know, the Microsoft products that they are. But think about it conceptually, and the majority of what you're going to see today actually, in fact, does apply if you're going to do the same thing with Windows Azure in iOS or Windows Azure in Android or Windows Azure BlackBerry or whatever other language, if you will, that all of these different devices support. At the end of the day, as long as they have that internet connectivity and they can reach out into REST-based endpoints, then you can actually connect it to whichever device you're looking for. It doesn't actually have to be specifically Windows 8, Windows Phone, iOS, Android, BlackBerry, so on and so forth. So let's dig down into how we actually think about apps, devices, and the cloud.